First hat fact of the day, 1,572 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. It's the first time this week that the figure is higher than the same day last week. So last week, Tuesday, it was 1,056. So you can take this as a reminder, I guess, that even though we're seeing that the second wave is reducing generally, it can still spike up at any moment. So please, you know what I say whenever I start the show, take your precautions, Lagos. Don't go out unless you have to go out, unless you cannot avoid it. When you do go out, wear your mask, maintain social distance from people, wash your hands, sanitize your hands as quickly as possible, as frequently as possible. Let's keep ourselves and each other safe, huh? And keep listening to Hard Facts for the most accurate information on COVID-19 and so much more. On the Big Three today, let's talk about fuel scarcity in Lagos. Then let's talk about gunmen raiding a school in Niger State and reportedly abducting students. And then let's talk about the controversy over the president's nominee to be EFCC boss. On today's Glass Ceiling, let's talk some more about the imbalance in domestic responsibilities and how it affects women. Last week, we started a conversation about chores, about childcare, about running the household. What's the impact on women? Why aren't more couples splitting the housework, even when you have both the husband and the wife working outside of the home? Why are they not splitting the housework? So that's a conversation we're going to have today at 4. We started it last week. We'll continue today because I promise that we're going to continue today. There's news updates coming your way at the top of every hour. At 5 o'clock, we're going to bring you Balogu and Broad. We're going to talk about manufacturing today on Balogu and Broad. I'm going to be joined by somebody who knows about the opportunities and challenges of manufacturing firsthand, because he's a manufacturer of various plastics. And after having our conversation with him, we're going to talk about the latest news that could affect your business. Stuff like the Ehingbeti Summit and even the fuel price hike. And if we have time, maybe we will talk about the AFCFTA. But I think even more important than all of those stories is that the government is brokering peace between road transport unions after they shot at each other. So I think that's an even more important story than these other stories that I'm looking at. So we'll see what time permits, and then we'll go from there. Now, like I said earlier on, news updates will come your way at the top of every hour. You need to listen to every minute so that you can win just a minute. It's important that you listen to every minute, because the questions I ask on Hard Facts are taken from every segment. So if you're paying attention to every minute of this show, you will win. In fact, you answer the questions 8 over 8 or 9 over 9 or 10 over 10, right? But let's get started with the Big Three, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your Hard Facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Have you been able to buy fuel? Why are terrorists targeting schools? Are the question marks around Bawa enough to disqualify him? Those are the Big Three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story is the blip in petrol prices and supply here in Lagos. Some of you may have been stuck in fuel queues yesterday or even today. Yesterday, I went round Lagos looking for where to buy fuel. Today, I was lucky enough to buy some at a filling station on my way into work. But it does look like the lines have reduced significantly today. But let's talk about what's causing this. NNPC is saying that there is no fuel scarcity. NNPC is insisting that they've imported enough petrol to last the next 40 days. This is important because NNPC is still the sole importer of petrol. So even though technically there's no subsidy being paid to anybody, the only way petrol comes in is if NNPC brings it in. So if the supply problem isn't from NNPC, then why are we having it? Where is it coming from? We're getting reports that private depots and government depots haven't been receiving fuel from NNPC since last week because allegedly IPMAN has been picketing them. That's the Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria. IPMAN are blocking depots to protest a change in the payment system. Apparently, NNPC is now only taking online payments for petrol through a platform called PPMC Customer Express. And IPMAN is saying that lots of marketers who are their members have not signed up yet, and so they cannot collect petrol. They've all been rushing to register on the NNPC portal, kind of like how we've all been rushing to get our NINs. And so out of frustration, the marketers have started blocking the depots, hoping that this will make NNPC relax the deadline. But that blockade means that fuel isn't moving from NNPC to the depots. And the depots and the marketers are both raising their prices on the fuel that is left. So according to the parties involved, that's what's going on. The outcome that we're looking for here are either IPMAN calls off the picketing or NNPC extends a grace period on the switch to the PPMC Customer Express or some other intervention, really, that improves the supply of fuel. But if you leave all that long grammar aside, last, it's still affecting you. So let's talk about how it's affecting you. Do you have fuel? Were you able to buy fuel yesterday or today? Were there queues where you were trying to buy your fuel? Were the stations near you closed? My security man helped me buy some for my generator yesterday, and he said that he had to go early because the filling station where he bought from closed at 5:06. And this is a filling station that typically stays open until like 9 p.m., but they had to close at 5:06 because of the strike, the picketing going on. What's your own experience been? Were you like me who had to look for fuel everywhere yesterday and has been able to buy today? 0700-993-993-993. That number is for men. Then 0146-57190. That number is for women. 0700-993-993-993 is our number for men. And 0146-57190 is our number for women. If you're a man and you call the number for women, we're not going to take your call. Martin Sinikeja, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi Sandra, how are you
doing? I'm good, welcome. Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, so well, the fuel scarcity, I see this country and the people in charge of this thing. Whatever they are doing is affecting majority of the people. So they should find a way of resolving whatever issues they are doing internally and don't let it affect the people who need this fuel. Just as simple as that. Why would you use your ineptitude to affect people who need this fuel? Yesterday, I think I wanted to buy fuel yesterday, but by 7 when I went around the old filling station, they were locked up.
Hmm.
But early this morning, I went out again to buy fuel, but I was able to get... I got there early, but they were not open. But when I went back again, they were not open by 7.
Hmm.
So I got my fuel at 162.50, yeah, about.
Okay.
So whatever the argument is now, it is not about fuel increasing.
Hmm.
Because I think NNPC now is saying they have enough fuel that will last for 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they have,
mm-hmm,
is not going to affect any price at this point. And that's why people are panicking and buying. I heard somebody saying they bought for 170 already.
Hmm.
So my advice is they should resolve their issues quickly. And if they want an extension, NNPC should give it to them. So that, because all this one that they are blocking and blocking and blocking, it will come and affect us. You can get our fuel that want to buy.
Hmm. Martins, thank you very much for contributing simply. It's amazing. You know, every time people call me and they're like, Sandra, all these complaints that we have, do they really listen? I'm glad you were listening to Desmond Majekodumi earlier on, and he was telling you how Nigeria Info is listened to in some of the most powerful rooms in this country. Our number is 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, I do suggest you listen. Oh, hi, Sandra.
Hi, good to have you on the show.
She hung up on me before. She was like, "You're not a female." I'm like, "Huh?" So I was getting ready with my speech to tell her that I do suggest you listen and don't hang up.
Okay, well, sorry about that. Shade, hi, welcome.
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yes, I got fuel today. Although I gotta be honest, I didn't notice any queues where I drove through yesterday.
Okay.
and today. So I was telling them I heard on the radio that, oh, there's still scarcity. I'm like, where? So because of that, I went to buy shoes today. I just didn't even want to know if, you know, if it was true or not. And I just drove in really easy and bought this afternoon. But as I said, I didn't notice anything. And because I didn't expect that to be. But then I just explained because of the whole, I guess, greed on some people's part or whatever, on some people's part. So people are hoarding as usual.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, you've been lucky. Well done.
I know, right?
Thank you for calling, Shade. Abolore is in Ikeja. Hello, Abolore.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have fuel? Were you able to buy fuel?
Well, I buy fuel today anyway. I bought fuel once too.
Okay.
Today at the along the guys.
Okay.
Just like that. Let me see. If somebody said that NFPC have not been increased their fuel. Do you remember NFPC sold 159 naira before? If the fuel are not being increased, why they increase their own to 160?
Well, they've not increased it again from that 162. The 162 is the most recent price. It hasn't been increased again.
Listen, Sandra. When the retail seller are selling 162, 163, and the NFPC are selling 169, then, so, but they increase their own to 162, equivalent to the amount the retail seller are selling before. So those ones have to increase their own. If NFPC now come and tell us that the fare are not being increased, they are telling us lies. That's number one. They are telling us lies, number one.
Okay.
But please, Sandra, and then where are those people who came out during Jonathan's time to our daughter who they protect going against the fare increasing? When Jonathan said we should buy fare of 120 naira, 120 naira per liter, I know a lot of people came here outside at our daughter, including, I have not been mentioned their names. I know many of them that I can mention their names.
It's fine. You can mention names.
I can mention the name.
Yeah,
okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Ganifaremi's son, and then Femi Kuti also, and then let me say Wole Soyinka Uncle, and the rest. All of them came outside as a daughter. They go against the treatment of 12 to 1.7 per liter. Now, we're about to buy 200 per liter. None of them are coming out and they're going against this, that no matter how. And they are busy because they are,
But that time they wanted to remove subsidy and they said no, don't remove it. But I guess between then and now, they've seen the wisdom that economists have been preaching since and seen how wasteful subsidy is, and now they're like, okay, they've removed the subsidy. So that's probably why they are not protesting now.
Okay, they removed the subsidy. That's why we are buying where they are the high price.
Yes, they removed.
So?
Yes.
Okay, now Jonathan said it that time that he wanted to remove the subsidy so that they will be buying fuel of 120 per liter. The goal is that Jonathan is down and it's not down. Are you getting it? Now they remove subsidy. We are buying fuel at the rate of, we are going to buy 120 per liter. Versus with me, I will still come back to this and tell you we are still going to buy this fuel before ending of this month. We buy the fuel in a palita, because I guess many stations have been closed down. They didn't even sell their fuel. They haven't entered their tank, but they don't sell it because they are expecting the government to say the fuel has been increased so that before they can be increased.
Abolore, thank you so much for calling. Mrs. FM is on the line. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
First of all, I want to thank you so much for the good job you are doing.
Thank you.
God bless you for what you are doing, for giving Nigerians a voice to speak. Okay, listening to you almost every day, you know, gives me a lot of courage.
Okay.
And I believe that things will get better in this nation. Amen. Although sometimes very, very annoying and, you know, make someone feel that, you know, why are you even a Nigerian if all these things should happen? But I believe that God has a better way of doing things and He has a purpose for everything. Like my GO, Pastor Deboye, will say, you see, everything has a beginning, has an ending. And whatever Nigerians are going through, one day there will be an ending to the glory of God. I believe so. And I have faith that surely it will surely come to pass. But one thing I want to believe and say to Nigerians is that when we say fuel scarcity, when we say NMPC, they are the one controlling the fuel we buy and all that. Is it that we've lost faith? We don't believe that refineries can ever work. and there can be a solution that we want to run Elta Skelta doing all these things. Is it our refinery will never work? We'll never have a refinery in this nation anymore? Is it that all Nigerians, professors, engineers, we've lost hope that this is what we are going to go through? Will this not stop? Is this how it's going to be? Is this what we tell our generation, our children, this is what they will come to meet? For crying out loud, I think Nigerians will really need to wake up. Hearing these stories of wealth scarcity, running up and down, doing this and that. I thank God by the grace of God. Anytime I want fuel, by the grace of God, I will get it. For office, for home, for church. But what about that Nigerian?
Right. Mrs. FM, thank you so much for calling. Samson is in his solo. Hello, Samson. Samson, are you there? Samson, I'm sorry. Call back if you can. If you just joined the show, our first story is the blip in petrol prices and supply here in Lagos. Some of you may have been stuck in fuel queues yesterday or maybe today. And so we talked about what's causing that. NNPC says that there's no fuel scarcity. They are insisting that they have imported enough petrol to last the next 40 days. And they're saying that the supply problem isn't from them. It's because IPMAN has been picketing NNPC. If you just joined the show, hold on. I'll tell you more about that situation after we speak with Bamidele. Bamidele is in Berger today. Bamidele, welcome.
Hello, President.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. You see, I don't know the direction we are going in this country about this world issue. Like, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Okay.
How don't we continue like this? Like, you think about it.
Right.
Like, on my side, I use an inverter at home. So when I was buying fuel, if I buy fuel, I have to buy fuel of maybe 1.5 every day. Then at the end of the week, now I can think about it now over time. I've heard at least 3 fuel price after I installed the inverter and whatnot. And now I'm thinking about how much am I going to spend every day. You know, you are running your business, you run generator at work, you run generator at home, you are using fuel, everything is just getting difficult in this country. Now, what do we expect? Or this is the question I always ask myself. You know, when things go up in Nigeria, you have literally no power on that thing. Let's say water go up. Pure water is now 10 naira, right? That pure water can never go back to Nigeria again. So this fuel price that has gone up like this, we are thinking about it when it was how much? Maybe 100 naira or 120 or so. Maybe they will return it back to. So as it's going to this very amount that we are talking about,
right.
Don't be surprised when they say 200 again. So it's difficult. See, a friend of mine told me, if you want to achieve your full potential, not in Nigeria, he made an example of the guy that the Nigerian that they mentioned in the COVID vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine.
Said, yeah.
Don't you think you and the guy, you guys should be on the road together shouting answer? That guy may not be able to achieve that kind of potential he's been able to achieve if he's in Nigeria. And I can't think about it. I can't resonate with that. It's true.
You're talking Many about the doctor said, we interviewed?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The doctor we interviewed.
Dr. Bono.
So if he's in Nigeria, we'll be on the road together. We'll be shouting and stuff together. What kind of country is this? I'm tired.
Don't be tired. Don't be tired. You will achieve your potential, Bamidele.
I swear.
You will achieve your potential.
We will.
You will.
We are not saying we are not going to, but
you will.
This country.
You will achieve it here in this country. Yeah?
Huh? Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
All
Amen.
Right.
I'm saying that confidently. Yeah. Amen.
Thank
I know, but it's just.
It's a pain. Thank you for calling, Bamidele. Kizito is on the line. Kizito, I love your name, by the way.
Thank you, Sandra.
Welcome. Go ahead.
How are you today?
I'm all right.
All right. Okay, yeah. Just want to contribute to the fuel issue. Yeah. I was listening on radio today about, you know, though I didn't see any scarcity, but I felt it on Sunday evening.
Okay.
I was able to get to fill, though I was having a half tank in my car, so I have to fill up the car this afternoon
Okay.
because I noticed the people talking about it. So then I want to say something about a caller mentioning about NNPC increasing their price.
Hmm.
Now, when the PPR people gave the price details, they always give it between a range of maybe 159 to 162.
Hmm.
So when they gave out that price, I think it was between 159 to 162. So when NNPC was saying they never increased their price, they still maintained that range of price. So that is why you see they still, it is not that they increased it to 162. It was still the price tag of from 159 to 152. But more importantly, if you see, they removed the fuel subsidy, how many of us have felt the direct impact of the removal of the fuel subsidy? How many common man have felt the impact? No. I can ask any random person.
Well, you're buying fuel more expensively, so you're feeling the impact.
Yeah, we haven't felt a positive impact of the subsidy removal. So though they were fighting about it during the Jonathan regime and this current regime, there's no particular difference. Is it that we have good security? Is it that we have good education? Is it that we have good roads? Yes, indirectly, the subsidy has been removed. That is why prices of fuel is going up.
Mm.
So the government officials need to come out, sit up, and let us know exactly what is going on in the country.
Kizito, thank you very much for calling. A final call before we take a quick break is from Ufoma in Magoto. Ufoma, welcome.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
You've got 1 minute, 20 seconds.
Yes. Please, I want to reply to the contribution.
Yes.
Number one, we don't have a leader in this country. Yes. If we have a good leader that has people at hand, you know, most of the pain and suffering we are good, we will not be going through it at all. Petrol is on higher side. Electricity is the higher side. Food is higher side. But if you ask this same government, they say that they are on top of it. On top of what? Isn't on top of poverty that give it to people. So, looking at it, it's only God that will just answer, give us a peaceful answer. In the absence of the leader, there are nothing to write about it.
Ufoma, thank you so much for calling. Lagos, if you just joined the show, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 26 minutes past 3. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and we start the day bringing you three of the biggest stories of each day. And we just talked about fuel. Have you found it difficult to buy fuel in the past few days? After the break, let's talk about Niger State. Some boys were adopted.
I'm loving you strong. Plenty fidelity. Me, I know, go never leave. Love you one.
Nigeria Info.
Our second story is yet another school abduction. This time it's in Niger State. The school is Government Science College Kagara in Rafi local government area. The details are very similar to the abduction in Kankara a couple of months ago. Yet again, armed men raided a school under cover of darkness. Yet again, these armed men overpowered the school security. And yet again, these armed men took children away from their school and into the bush. However, this time we're getting reports that they may have also taken teachers. Now, President Buhari has condemned the attack. He has told the security agencies to swing into action and bring back our school children. He also says he's sending a team of security chiefs down there, down to Niger State. He wants that team to coordinate the search and rescue efforts. Now, of course, all of us here at Nigeria Info are hoping and praying for the safe return of those children and their teachers. Our thoughts are with them. Our thoughts are with their families. This keeps happening. And the most relevant question has to be why? Why are these criminals singling out schools? Now, some experts are giving a lot of possible answers. It could be because schools are soft targets with not a lot of security. I mean, there's no government that could afford to keep an army or an army platoon at every school. Another possible reason is ransom. We've seen in the past reports of government agencies allegedly negotiating for the release of abductees. But if ransom is the motive, then the question becomes, what are they using the money for? Are they just basic criminals trying to get rich? Or are these terrorists or militants with a more sinister agenda, hoping to fund it with ransom money? Another possible reason is terror. To strike fear in the hearts of Nigerians. What is more scary than children disappearing? Imagine it. Imagine that gunmen storm a school here in Lagos. Think of any school, your child's school. Storms your child's school, your children's school, and carts away with your kids. There's nothing more terrifying than that. Is it possible that these gunmen are trying to send a message to Nigerians and to the state? Whatever the motive, the next question is, how do we stop it from continuing? How do we stop this from happening? How do we create an environment where our children can safely go to school no matter where they live? Because like I said earlier on, schools are soft targets. We cannot put a garrison in every school. Now, the governor of the state has asked that all boarding schools be shut down in 4 local governments until further notice. But does that work long term? Could we maybe talk about response times? Could we maybe talk about getting security set up in such a way that no village is more than a few minutes away from some response by the government? The other day, we were talking about how the army's switch to super camps in the northeast has left villages vulnerable to Boko Haram, because it now takes the army a long time to respond. But Niger State is not in the northeast. And even here, we seem to be seeing a problem of ungoverned spaces where the security forces cannot deploy quick enough to every community. How do we end this thing? How do we end this spree of kidnappings? Why do we have so many of them? I've told you what the experts think the reasons are. What do you think? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you are a man, that's the number you should be calling. If you're a woman, the number you should be calling is 0146571190. 0146571190. That's the number for female callers. Number for male callers is 0700-993-993-993. Now, those numbers are not single numbers. So that 993 number, for instance, has like 3 lines. And then the 190 line for women has like 3 lines as well. So if you're trying very hard to get through and it's difficult, it's because everybody is trying and all the 3 lines are busy at the same time. That's how it works. So effectively, Nigeria Info has 6 lines, but they're condensed into 2 lines. So 1 for men, 1 for women. We've got Prince in Magodo on the line. Prince, why do you think this keeps happening? This abduction of school children. Good afternoon. Hello, Prince. Prince isn't there anymore. Sorry about that, Prince. Call back if you can. Hello?
Hello.
Thanks for calling us. What's your name?
My name is Isi Chijoke.
Welcome, Chijoke.
I want to contribute to the program.
Yes, please. Welcome. Which of the stories do you want to talk about?
About the kidnap of the school children.
Why do you think this continues to happen?
The problem, I'll blame the village itself.
Okay.
Because if it happened in my own village, everybody will enter that bush. They will try to fish out, no matter the kind of gun they carry, they will try to get those kidnappers. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay, everybody will enter the village and try to fish out the kidnappers, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So I blame the villagers.
Blame the villagers, he says. Elizabeth is in Ikorodu today. Elizabeth, thank you for calling us.
Yeah, good evening, Madam Sandra.
Good evening. Good to have you on the show.
Abiu. Here's what I quickly have to say.
All right.
I really think that concerning school children, because I'm an educator, right?
Yeah.
And I work at the boarding house.
Okay.
So I can understand what it feels like as I was a boarder from like kindergarten up to SS3.
Hmm.
So here's the issue. I really think that the government should change their mode of security. I'm telling you, Sandra, when you visit boarding houses,
yeah,
you have aged men as security men. Hmm. As in, men that even the children will outrun them. Not to talk of when there are serious issues like this.
Yeah.
Then I think the government should please, if they really can, work on something. Maybe they should have an e-security room where the place is hidden from everybody. It's just within the school compound, but there's somebody who really knows how to handle the computers, the cameras and all inside that place.
Okay.
So that sometimes they can cover footage. I mean, sometimes they really need to look into all these things. If they have something like this, I believe that it would have been easier for them to alert maybe security agents to quickly come in before the adopters will cut away with all of these
all the children.
Because
you see, the old aged security personnel at the schools, that one is up to the school to change. It's not really the business of the government.
Sometimes.
Mm.
Okay, like in some of these schools.
Mm.
The duty of their, as in their payment,
mm-hmm.
is left to the principals of the school. But sometimes, some of these security men too, they are also on government payroll.
I see.
I really think they should. That's why they do security studies in school now.
Mm.
Then why are they doing security studies when there is no job for them?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it, well done, Jerry.
Thank you so much for calling, Elizabeth. We've got Chinonye on the line. She's in Lekki. Chinonye, how are you?
I'm fine. Auntie Sandra.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Did not tell me like my name. You know?
I like your name. You're actually my namesake, yeah. Funny enough.
This, oh, I know. That's why I'm doing like you sometimes. That's my lovely sister.
Mm.
Yeah. See, somebody called and was saying that this is his village. They will gather and go to the bush to go and find them, Abby.
Right.
It will not happen like that. Don't mind people. They are just talking because they have not seen the pack of people before.
Okay.
See, Sandra, if you tell Lady, you see that. All these people that are doing that, others, they know what they are doing. Why can't they come to a government school? Government school, now like Lagos, all these are getting less than come and pack people. Eh? As they are packing people, they will see what will happen. I don't know whether you understand this.
Okay.
People will die there. Most, as they pack, even the people will come pack, say, go, most of them will die there. Because nobody will give them to pack their children. So all these things, is political king, come, can come. That is supposed to be the other. Let me say. Because this is a political matter. If you check whether they come here, call adult children. If the matter don't end, they'll wait small. They'll come again, come pack another children. I will say, whether you see that it's boarding house. That is what they are coming to. That's where they always come to come and pack.
I understand what you're saying.
What am I trying to say? You check all those big. Wait, very soon you will hear that they come to all these British school. You will hear. Very soon you will hear. And when they come British school, they come and pack children. Then after they will not say, American people will come and look for their own children and pack their children and go.
Thank you for calling, Chinoye. Jerry is in Alausa. Hello, Jerry.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Okay. My little contribute. I think why the kidnap is everywhere, they took it as a business now. Since the government can be decided to negotiate with terrorists. So this helping them to prove themselves that they took it as a business they are doing now.
Mm.
That is what I see. Why this thing is continually repeating itself.
Mm.
So God help Nigeria. That is my prayer to them.
Thank you very much for calling. Our final story is the controversy around the EFCC chairmanship. Who is the current EFCC chairman? Good question. The answer depends on who you ask. Obviously, if you ask President Buhari, there is no EFCC chairman. That's why he sent a new name to the Senate, Abdulrasheed Bawa. But if you ask Ibrahim Magu, The answer would be, it's still me, Ibrahim Magu. I'm still the FCC chairman. That's exactly what his lawyer is saying. Tosin Ojaomo, he said it's an injustice to nominate Bawa as EFCC boss because his client has never been removed from the position. He was just suspended pending the investigation into his conduct by the Justice Salami panel. Now, the panel gave the president its report in November, but from November until now, we've not seen the content of the report, and the president has not commented in public about the subject. But now he's picked a new nominee for the job, and Magu's counsel is saying, no vacancy. But other people are saying Magu has no leg to stand on. They say that because the Senate never confirmed Magu, he has no real standing. He was serving as an acting chairman, put there unilaterally by the president. And so the president can also remove him unilaterally. In fact, there are some lawyers who say that Magu's position at the top of the EFCC without a Senate confirmation after the Senate rejected him twice was illegal. Meanwhile, the EFCC itself is calling Bawa the, quote, chairman designate. Now, that's curious because, remember, Bawa has not yet been confirmed by the Senate. He has been nominated, not designated. But it seems like the EFCC is already treating it as a done deal. They even put out a statement defending Bawa because there's a group accusing Bawa of diverting 224 confiscated trucks from the EFCC while he was heading the Port Harcourt operations. The name of the group is NCAG, Nigeria Citizens Action Groups. And the EFCC has come out to say it's a lie and that Bawa wasn't even in the post when that issue came up. That's not the only controversy swirling around Bawa. The NCAG also says that Bawa is a loyalist of Abubakar Malami, the Attorney General of the Federation. And as you know, Magu's problems started when Malami wrote a petition against Magu. So NCAG is saying that this was all a plot by Malami to replace Magu with somebody he gets along with. Now, I don't expect you to have those facts, but we're going to be watching to see the Senate's reaction to this petition. What I want you to talk to me about is if you think this nomination process should go on, or if you think for the sake of appearances for the EFCC, the president should pick another candidate. Because you know the saying, Caesar's wife should be above reproach. There are some Nigerians saying that these issues around Magu and Bawa and Malami are already far too messy. And so for that reason, Bawa should not be considered for the job. Do you agree? Do you disagree? 0700-993-993-993. If you'd prefer to talk to us about our first story, go ahead. We talked about fuel. Is it scarce in your part of Lagos? Have you been able to buy in your part of Lagos? How much do you buy for? For our second story, we talked about gunmen raiding a school in Niger State and reportedly abducting students. And then for our final story, the controversy around the EFCC chairman. If you're a woman, you can call 01465-7190. If you're a man, call 07000-993-993-993. Shade is calling back. Hello, Shade.
Yes, it's a beautiful day. I love this just to let you know that.
Welcome.
Yes. Thanks. Well, okay, I'm confused. But there is somebody else currently acting. There was someone who was nominated as Magu, right?
No.
Because you said yes. Like, I thought that happened on
Oh, Shade, your line is breaking up. You're going to have to call us back. Your line isn't very clear, so you have to call us back. Let me go to WhatsApp very quickly while they're getting another call ready for me. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Looking from this perspective, those kidnapping school children, I believe it's a branch of Boko Haram, which means they are against Western education. Do you think this money generated from this action is used to fund their basic needs? All right. Kenneth is in Festac. Hello, Kenneth.
Hello?
Thanks for calling, Kenneth. You're talking to Sandra now.
Okay, okay. Sandra, good afternoon.
How good afternoon. I'm well. Go ahead.
Yes, you're very special. Okay, I want to talk about in respect to the abduction in Niger.
Right.
Yeah, Niger State, yeah.
Right.
So I was passing Lekki toll gate on Saturday, and I saw the kind of security apparatus that they staged there just so purposely to protect their interests.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want people to occupy the toll gate again, so they want to be making their money again. I just wonder. I was telling myself, so Nigeria have this kind of security apparatus here in Lagos State, and every day we are robbed. Every day we are being robbed. Every day we are being attacked, and no police, nobody have come to our rescue. It now boils down to that. It now boils to the fact that our leaders supposedly know what they are doing. I remember a report by Daily Trust where they said that each governor is assigned 231 policemen. Then plus the one that are attached to all the politicians. So that means they can easily have security, but we the ordinary people, that means they cannot even give us a single a security at all. Because I thought that
Kenneth?
Yeah, hello, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Yes,
I thought there was a program before, Safe School Initiative, whereby they were advised to put security on all the boarding schools in Northern States, but they will not do it because their children, their member, their member family, nobody is here, but it's just for ordinary people. So that's why they cannot do it, but they can assign security men to themselves. I think it's high time now we use a hashtag. That means if you cannot give it, don't get it. That means if you cannot give us security, don't get security. If you cannot give us job, don't get job. If you cannot give us anything, don't get it at all. Because you really get out of hand in this country. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenneth, for calling. Mrs. FM in Surulere calling back. Thank you for calling again.
All right, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon again. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think for Margo and the new ESCC appointee.
Bawa, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that, we just hear all this news. You know, Nigerians will just talk. They've made up their mind what exactly they want to do. You know, it's a matter of corruption, corruption, corruption. We hear stories every day. We talk about it. We sweep it under the carpet. The carpet is getting so full, higher and higher, nobody can actually stand on it. So until when it gets to where people stand on it and keep falling, maybe thunder strike or maybe anything, people start finding themselves that God is beginning to do something, then maybe corruption will stop. But for me, I want to believe that there is really no need, you know, Nigerians talk about it, worrying themselves. These people, they are everywhere. They've made up their mind. They want this thing to continue. I don't know what their plan really is, whether to eat all the money in this nation that will never be enough for them, that they will keep collecting, and what are they doing with it? To marry more wives, to cause more problems, to cause more confusion. All these things they are talking, you will see at the end of the day, very soon we hear about it, and this man will be there and do what he wants to do. All this story, all these things. You know, it's true. They are telling you what it is. Where did this surface from? All of a sudden, it just come out just like that.
Let me remind you of something that happened just very recently on Saturday. Mr. Macaroni and 39 other men and women were arrested, and they were carted away in a van, and they were maltreated. Right? The reason they were released was because people saw the video and started talking about it and making a lot of noise about it. And so the people who arrested him, including the government, everybody quickly started panicking, and they were like, okay, oh yeah, get them out. And they provided mobile court, and everything went very quickly. If people had not seen that and shouted, who knows what could have happened to Mr. Macaroni and those 39 men. So it's actually not true that we're just talking. We're not just talking. The talk we're talking is changing things. It's not changing things as quickly as we would like, but it's changing things.
Okay.
So I say all of that to say, don't stop talking, Mrs. FM. Keep talking. They will hear.
Okay. Let me take that from you for 50%.
Uh-huh.
But you see, when it comes to money, when it comes to money issue like this, money, National Assembly sharing money, NNPC not giving account. When it comes to cash crude oil money, that's part of it. Whether he do viral video, whether it's God is showing us vision, you are seeing revelation, this government. You understand? Until they see what is bigger than them. And I'm telling you, on this account, they've made up their mind.
All right, Mrs. FM, thank you for calling. Rita is in Festac. Rita, unfortunately, isn't on the line anymore. Let me go to social media. We have a ton of comments on social media. And let me show you some love. On Facebook, Joe Austin says, the threefold ministry of APC. How many countries today are trying to make life easy in the mix of this pandemic? Sandra, I don't know when APC appointed you as their spokesperson. I used to like your program, but since you're defending APC, continue. Also, now I'm APC. Okay. APC people will still call me now. I say I'm PDP. We've got Ayo Isaac Itohowo who says, Sandra, we've been suffering since 2015. When will it come to an end? Godson Peter says, they just want to suffer us. Where are we heading? Ayomide says, the problem with Nigeria is our media. If you call on this show highlighting how the government is killing our dream, the people will shut you up. You'll not be allowed to talk. No, you can call and say it. It's the way you say it that is important. My people say that, what that means is, yes, no, they cause problem. That's how you say yes, and it will cause problem. And that's how you say yes, and everybody will smile. So it's how you say what you say. You can say what you want to say. Just say it in a way that after you finish saying it, I'll still have a job. Huh? Okay. All right, then. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're about to take a quick break. We'll come back and take a few more calls and then switch gears and move you to the glass ceiling. Don't go away, Lagos.